بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In Islam, the most important thing is not to cause any discomfort to anyone. We don't show that importance at all, not to show any kind of discomfort to anyone. And that is part of Islam, is very important. One should always keep that in mind. We feel that is not important at all. For example, when we come to the masjid is big, it's empty. You read namaz right by the front door. In the entrance, you see the entrance, you read namaz there. Now you are happy performing namaz. Others are going to come, what happens? You cause an inconvenience to everyone. You don't show any importance to God. You are happy with yourself. But look at the inconvenience caused by that person just not cannot pass you through. So you don't find call it part of Islam. That is part of Islam. To make sure that you may not cause any kind of inconvenience to anyone. Parking the car outside, which is a common thing today. Come to the masjid for so long, but yet you find that people car park the car anyhow, causing inconvenience to others. So you thinking that's not Islam. That is Islam. Not to cause any inconvenience to anyone. You park the car, you got delay, you read your salah and go straight way out again. The first namaz. Not the sunnah too. Because you know you're causing inconvenience. But no one will do that. But you're thinking you need Quran and the rest of it, that poor man outside feeling the place, discomfort. You're causing him to become angry with you. The way you behave, you are causing that person to get angry with you. So, these are so important things that you must remember all the time. No one shows important at all. And then you can pretend that the problem is to start because you don't know how to save the situation. Just come. Then come in the masjid also. The person reading Quran Sharif, you sit next to him. See, so much of space. Reading Quran Sharif, you sit next to him. When you sit next to him, what will happen? You are happy, you sit next to him. That poor person now is speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now you will distract him from Allah. Distract him from Allah. So when a person reading Quran Sharif, so I was speaking about parking car outside too. When a person parks the car outside, he must know where to park his car. Not to cause any inconvenience to anyone. So when you come to the masjid also, the same. Read the salah, but don't read in front of the masjid. There's so much space in the mosque inside. You leave this masjid and inside, you go right in the front, when a person enters, you cannot come to the mosque. So you are happy with that person, give the clear to the person. So one side, the parking, how you're supposed to be parked the car. That's how it's supposed to be. Come to the masjid, you must know how. Then when person is reading the Quran Sharif, then that time when the person is in Quran Sharif, he's busy with his Quran Sharif. Now you come and sit next to him. What are you doing to him? He's speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now you came there and sat next to him. You can have this buzuk next to me now. I don't know whether to take my mistakes out. Worst of all, you don't tell me, he may not be doing properly too. Now he's so engrossed in his Quran with Allah ta'ala. Now you came and sat down next to him. I was thinking, hey, I don't know how to read Quran Sharif now. You'll be not free to read the Quran because the way you are, because you are oppressed. You will do the right thing, that is. It's the right thing to do. Yet we don't show any importance at all. We are happy. We are happy. But is that person happy? You actually distracted him from Allah Ta'ala. And one Buzuk said that, you know, Allah Ta'ala is very unhappy with you, with your actions. That you've hurt this person, feeling that he's talking to me and you have distracted him. So how important is it that you show those things important? You don't show. So everything that you must do, you must ask yourself, whatever I'm doing, is it comfort for that person or not? You're not comfort for that person, because you do anything, comfort the next person. Don't comfort yourself over his discomfort. You must be more comfortable with you. After making salam to him, making the salam, it's a very big ibadah, you know, Nabi Afshu salam, salam, fresh salam. Must pray salam, but there's time for salam too. There's time for salam. Not because you read this hadith, Afshu salam, pray salam, then come make salam everywhere. No, you can't make salam everywhere. There's salam for time for salam. For example, a person reading Quran Sharif now. You read Quran Sharif, you can't make salam to him. You cannot make salam to a person in Quran Sharif. How can you make Quran Sharif? You cannot make salam. Like when a person, he's walking very fast, and you can see that he's going somewhere, he's got some work, and he's Salaam Alaikum. Now you are disturbing him. He's walking very hastily to do some work, his mind is under work, and now you speaking Salaam. Is that the right thing to do? Not right thing to do. You are busy in your work at home. You do some reading or something, writing or something, and someone can make salam to you at that time. At work also, you are busy. So at that time, you don't make salam. So salam is a great thing. But at the time of azan, not to make salam. At the time of the toilet, not to make salam. At the time of the Quran, not to make salam. So these are things not to make salam. Where you're supposed to make salam, where not to make salam. You must know what that is. A person eating food, you don't make salam at that time. You find people will eat food also to make salam that time. Eating food making musafa. Why you dirty hand? What's that musafa is that now? So you do not know where to draw the line, where to do, what to do. So that's more important. And these are things which are very, very important, which we show no importance at all. We are happy, that's all. The person not be happy at all. So this is what, whatever I do, I look at the comfort of the next person. Now you want to go meet someone. You are happy to go meet that person, but he's not very, he's still not happy. He's not. You are happy to meet him, but he's not happy to meet you because the reason why he's not, he's got his own work to do. He's got no work to do. Now you go there without informing him, and you are going to meet him. Now you are happy, but that person not happy. This is very important, that you must know when to go, when to go, when to go meet a buzruk also. You can just come to a barge in his house and just open the door, let the buzruk, let me go and sit by him. In fact, he is more occupied than us. All the time he is occupied doing something and something. So you cannot do whatever you want to do. And to make salam to everyone. One person walking with, you know, umbrella now. Prophet is walking umbrella, not going to make musafa with him. What happens to him? When he makes salam, they must put his umbrella down, they put hand in there. Where you saw that? You know that thing there. A person walking with shoes also. You can put his shoes in hand, yeah. You say, okay, salam, just carry on. You can put his shoes down and put hand in musafa. So now you are happy with that action, but is that the right thing to do? That's not the right thing to do. We don't know all these things because we don't do it, we don't have that knowledge to find out. So to comfort others is very important to see the next person's comfort, not our comfort. So you don't. Now you go to see, you go to the sick man, you want to see a sick man. You are probably very sick there. Now you go there, what's the ethics of this? What's the sunnah of this? Could you see this? When you go see a sick person, they see for a few minutes, how are you, make dua and khalas. Don't give stories there. Now that they go to the hospital, they go sit down, that patient, bichara, he's got his difference, you know, he's got his things, you know, can't sit properly too. you must be in pain also, and you're giving more pain. First of all, they say when you see a sick person, the most important, easier thing, you're looking very well. Looking very well. By you saying that, I know Alhamdulillah, that statement is so much of barakat in that, that I won't forget one person, he was like dying. He's telling another person, only he's looking so well, he changed his whole life. Became so well. So what are you doing there? So you must comfort the person, not to discomfort the person. Now you go there, hey, what kind of sickness you got? So what you got in you there now? So why happened this now? What happened there? So why they did this? Why they do that? So what are you doing to the person? You bring him more harm in the thing, person. He's more discomfort now. You ask him, like, you know, like you said, like the story of that, the children of the madrasa. The children was dark, you know, you had a headache. He had no headache. They said, sit down quietly, do your work. But they all planned it, that they want to walk today. But they made a plan like that. So again, another student came. Ustad, you got a headache. Go with no headache, nothing. After some time, again, no headache. We say, don't think everyone can be wrong. So what after that, what happened? He said, got a headache. But there was no headache at all. So because they wanted off, so they used that tactic. So he closed the door, his kitab did fall off. So when he goes home, the wife tells him to task. You can eat nicely, you can do everything nicely, there's nothing wrong with you. What headache are you talking about? So this how it is like this. Then when you go see people, sick people, do not run them down, make them feel down. Make them feel comfortable. Go tell them this, but mashallah you're looking very well. Yesterday when I mentioned you're looking so well, how well you're looking. You give that kind of encouragement to them, which brings about that condition, that person half sickness goes away too. My husband should tell us that the person has cancer, don't even tell him he got cancer. Don't tell him he got cancer. Bichara, he's a dead man after that. He loses hope completely. And after the doctor say he got no cancer, look at the time that he went, what misery he went through, what pain he went through. He went through so much of pain, after the doctor said, no, you got no cancer at all, everything okay. So now this is what it is, this one. You do things which bring about better for the person, comfort the person. You don't do things which make discomfort the person. Now we don't have that in us at all. Like you come to the masjid also, you find the most, to comfort the people. My husband, when he sees the madrasa is too packed, he says, why are you congested? Move, scatter, be comfortable. If you're comfortable, you read namaz properly too. You're comfortable, you do that. You're comfortable. Like you find certain people which are don't realize, unintentionally, when they read namaz too, they see that not much space, but they still buy in there. Now when they buy in there, they don't realize, they call discomfort with the person. Discomfort, all the time. But he didn't have to, he did it intentionally. He did not do it intentionally, but he just thought, let me go and join that in there. He could have stood in the back also. So where you have to show the situation, how to save the situation, not to cause discomfort. Now some people don't tell the next person I'm in discomfort. But you yourself must understand that if I'm in that position, what happens? So very important that even namaz time too, don't just start in a way where you find that you know you're causing discomfort. Wherever you stand is the best place to stand. But do not cause, because I must be in first line. There's no such thing as first line, take a line. In the first line to Alhamdulillah, you can make you sit in the back. You come early, sit in the front. But bring about that condition that it do not cause any discomfort to anyone. The discomfort is the most important thing that we don't understand. So they say when you go to see a sick person to talk that much on, you don't cause discomfort. Do not cause discomfort to him. You make salam and make dua and go away to that sunnah that is. The sunnah is that when you go to see a sick person, you make dua for him and you go away. Yes, with your old friend, you may be true to work extra, but not too much too. That doesn't mean you're free to do whatever you want. So these are things which we do not understand. That's very important, that you know what you mean. And because you must know when you go to meet someone too, they are busy. They got their own work to do. But now you see some of your stories in front of you. That poor person will keep you happy, just tell them talking, but you say, hey, I hope you can go away from here. You have to think, people are coming my way. So you're not worried about him, you're worried about yourself. You got your own story, you're talking to him. That man is busy. You got his own work to do. All the work. Islam did not leave anything. Islam taught us everything that become an insan. This is what called insan. Kisi ko tafreeh nahi dena. You got time, that man got no time. You're not supposed to waste anyone's time. The person must know that this person got this work to do, he's got that work to do, all kind of work to do. You cannot disrupt anyone. Today you've got a lot of disruption, unnecessary talk to people. Talk to them. To see sick people that way, Haji Abdullah rahmatullahi alayhi. One person took every day his watch and wicket. Every day. But because he was so kind, he did not say anything to anyone. Hazrat Zamin Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi was there also. Now when he saw this thing, he took that person to task, you know. He said, this man here, this busruk, whole night is making ibadat. This time of his rest too, you can't give rest. Haji Abdullah rahmatullahi should not say anything, just keep quiet and overlook it. You know, he was different from Haji Abdullah or something. You find some buzuk are very hot. Hot for the sake of Allah, not for the sake of the nafs. We get hot for nafs, you know. The food is not hot, we get hot. The food is not hot, we get hot. You know, we don't get our way, we get hot. They get hot because of Allah Ta'ala, not for them. They never got hot because of their own thing. They only got hot. If they got cold food to Alhamdulillah, the hot food to Alhamdulillah. But if the person doesn't know Allah Ta'ala, then they get very hot. So if they are gained to Allah Ta'ala, then they get hot. This is where we have to know where we must get hot and not hot. But we never got hot. Our child don't need namaz, we don't get hot. Our child don't need namaz, we don't get hot. But if child don't come to business, we get very hot. Very hot. Why didn't come to business? Why didn't come to work? No problem. That's also principle. But more important, we did not eat namaz, why did not get hot? The wife did not change her bed, did not change her bed from her, who is not in namaz. You never did that either. You said, anything that is above Allah. You told her, no, don't do those things, and she still carried on. You did separate yourself from her. You did not separate yourself from the table of Allah Ta'ala. But when she does something wrong against your personal thing, you separate your door, your bed for months, and don't talk to her at all. So where are you, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you supposed to do? So this is very important, that to have, don't call discomfort. As I told again, parking cars outside. Every day you can tell, please park your car properly, please park your car. The same man comes in namaz. He said, yeah, in police tasbih, yeah. Another man is swearing from outside there. So here he's pulling in tasbih, that man swearing him. So what are you blaming for? Because you do not know, you have a principle of everything. So comfort is important. Don't call discomfort. Mahajan should say, first go your comfort to comfort others. So this is what is supposed to be. The Thani Rama says this one day. The Buzruk, the Lord, one should go. Like one person, you know. Invitations also, you must know which invitation you're going to. When they say that, akin to Allah, Allah, you don't go to the invitation. With all Islam atheists, you don't go. But you don't hurt that person's feeling. Many a time in your family, you find people, they've been. The nikahs and the weddings are taking place not correctly. But you don't show discomfort. You go on before one day before that, or 2 days before, meet them, congratulate them. Don't break ties with them. You don't go for that occasion, but don't break ties. Go meet them, give them some gifts, whatever is supposed to be, but you're not present in that occasion. The most important thing, you're not going to go anything law against the law of Allah and Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No matter how close that friend can be. But if again the law of Allah, you will not go near him at all. You will not go near him, but do not break family ties. Go and meet them, speak to them all the time, be good to them. But on that sin occasion, you do not go there at all. This is what Islam teaching about it. So one poor man and all. And then you know, this also is a very bad thing. When a poor man invites you, don't even go, you don't want to go. When a rich man invites you, go. That's pride now. It's a hidden pride. You say, one poor man will come and tell you, no, I've got a imam, I've got a dawah for you, come see me. You make some excuses, no, it's okay, I won't come. You know, I make some excuses and all. But a rich man come and tell you, hey, there you say very quickly, yes, I'll go. Now you don't understand, it's a hidden thing, this is something in us, we don't even understand that thing too. So one day, one Morana, one poor man invited him, Sakka, you know, Sakka means the person carry water. Poor man. In India, it's poor and rich. Poor and rich in India, too much. Alhamdulillah, we haven't got that. Allah must protect us from that. Alhamdulillah, India, we haven't got that. Poor man invited, go there too. Rich man went there. There in India, is very bad. Poor man, no one to go there. No. Rich man, everyone go there. So one day, this invited this Maulana. to go on the invitation. The Maulana is walking now with the poor man to have his invitation. Why is walking? One rich man telling one, where are you going, Maulana? He said, I'm going with this person, I'm invited there. You invited by this person? Yeah. He ran the poor person down. He ran him completely down. He belittled him, disgraced him maybe too. And said, what, you're not fit to go to this kind of places. Not fit to go to this kind of places. That Maulana was an intelligent person. He told that person now, the person invited him, told that stuck, that poor person, I'm not coming to your invitation until this man comes. I'm not going to your invitation, you have invited this one. Now he's telling the rich man, please come. He said, I'm not coming. He said, look, if you don't come, what will happen now? Now in that thing he's forcing him, you have to come. One big crowd can do it. In India, once more, the whole crowd can do that. In India, you look at the sky, the whole world looks at the sky too. So, everyone came now. Now everyone came to this man, you better go. This poor man got to see me, you better go now. It does not look nice, you're not going. So he went. When he went there, when he saw the poor man's way of respect and honor, he showed to him, who he ran him down, showed to him and showed the buzruk, and the food that came in front of him, when he began to eat the food and how much of respect he was giving to make him eat, he came to realize and he began to say he regret for whatever he said. He did not realize they are better than us. They are better than us. The honor they gave food. I won't forget when we go to India, the poor people, you know, Allah, they have nothing but them, but they have a heart. They've got a heart. They'll give you everything. You know, you feel comfortable there. So comfortable, you'll be surprised. They're poor, but they invite you. They invite you, they give you. They're not worth, you know, they haven't got the money, but they have got a heart. What a heart, they invite you. The way you make it, they're very, very poor. In fact, you want to go and stay in their house. Remain in that house. Remain to stay to them. Because of how much of quality they got in them to, you know, to respect you and invite you in a way how you're supposed to be invited. So this is what we are lacking today. That, you know, when you invited a rich man, very quickly you accept it. When you invited a poor man, you know, that between you and Allah Ta'ala intentions. Although I don't think we have that in our mind, in our country. But then too, we have to be now aware. It can happen again, it can happen to anyone today. That, you know, we begin to think that there's... So this is also that very important. Now another thing that ethics also, the ladies, you know, ladies, you know, when they get the food coming from next door or somewhere, dishes. When dishes come, you're supposed to give back the dishes. You're supposed to give back. When dishes come, and the neighbor sends some food for you. That food comes now. When that food comes, the food is without the utensils, not with the utensils. You don't keep them, keep the utensils. People keep intended for years and feel nothing about it, that people looking at you, what happened, where is it? All the time you keep it by you, and you pass away, what happened the day after too? So we do not know that how important it is that utensil that comes from next door. That's why they give that kind of utensil, you don't give it back. I always tell my friends, what's wrong when you send something, whatever you send, that you don't have to give it back to you, you don't give anyone taklif at all. So you're not getting taklif, that's not being done taklif. But now you know the neighbor thinking, how can we send this kind of pot and that kind of pot to show this pot, that pot? So when the pot comes, it's a nice pot for us too. Whereas you're not supposed to use at all. You're not supposed to use at all. Yeah, certain things you use it because you cannot take it out. But most of the things you use, you must take it out straight away. It must not be at any time. You see, these are called when you got fikr. Concern that I must not misuse anything. So the pot came also, I must make sure I give the pot away again. So those things, we must remember all those things. Alhamdulillah, certain homes are very, very concerned. I've seen several ladies, they are so concerned about it that they make sure that the pots come straight away, they give the pot away. They don't wait for 1 minute too, and that's a very good tabiat, that's called. Very good habit. Those kind of people, it's very, very good to stay with. You know, because they know how to look after things, you know. Even if they take something from one, like nowadays the Maulanas, they take one kitab from someone, they don't give kitab back. Hey, this nice kitab, but it's just going to read, not going to keep. So what, even one tape of someone, you can recording of someone, you give someone recording, look after the recording, then after you finish, it does not feed back to you. The monarchs are like that, unfortunately. Then when they get a kitab, they enjoy the kitab, does not mean they don't give back the kitab. That does not mean, I'm talking to everyone. Everyone gives some kind of book to read. Your duty is to give back to the person. Any kind of utensil, then one spoon also, you must give it back. The concern must be that Islamic ethics teaching, and this is all Islam, not Rumah, but the West have taken our teachings. We have forgotten our teachings, the West have taken our teachings, and we are praising them. We cannot praise them. Praise all the Islam. Islam has taught us all these things. How to park the car, how to talk to people, how to make salam. All those things Islam teaching us. Now they have taken our teachings and we begin to praise them. Where you saw that? Cleanliness of the masjid. Cleanliness of the masjid is very important. The masjid cleanliness. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that clean your front of your house. The front of your house must be very clean. What's the meaning of that? If the outside of the house is very clean, the inside how clean must it be? The outside of the house is so clean, then the inside of the house must be more cleaner than the outside. It's time to teach us a lesson that how a woman at home is not a man's work that. A woman at home, her best, her pride is this, but your house must be very clean as possible. But that's the teaching now. That's how it's supposed to be. But some people may get wives of different kind. I'm not saying now, don't give them long stories now to them. Don't give them any kind of story, they can hear themselves. That they have to learn to keep the house spick and span. Some people's houses, you find that women are so perfect that when they wake up in the morning too, they make sure that if someone had to come in the house at that time, the house is spick and span. So this is what Islam teaches us, that everything must be accordingly. That's what we are not. Cleanliness is next to godliness. Islam teaching must be very clean. It does not mean you have to bath every day, but it must be park. Park must clean everything. So these are things we are not thinking much about. No show importance to it. And all this, now to meet people on time. Now you must know this much. You're going to meet that Busruk. But you have to make plan to meet him. You don't meet him any time. You can't go in and see him. He'll tell you, I'm busy now. I'm busy my own work too. Now today what we do, hey, let me go and meet him now. And yes, you come with some people. It's happening today. Like if you're reading Quran, you're busy talking to Allah Ta'ala. While you're busy, someone will come and tell you, not some visitors came. Hey, let them come. I'm doing my work. He did them do it, I'm not doing my work. Why must you leave your work? Yes, something very important is taking place. Then definitely you must thereafter turn to God. Khudana Kareem, like Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi, when he was reading Namaz, he was reading the two Sunnah. And while reading the two Sunnah, it so happened, a Fajr Namaz, someone came and ranked and told him that Pirani Sahiba has fallen down. The moment he heard he fallen down, he broke his namaz. Why? Because that's an occasion to go straight away. So he broke his namaz and he went there. He did not think what the people will say. What the right thing to do is important. The right thing to do is important. What you must do at the occasion, what right thing to do, what not to do. At that occasion, I tell you, do not think what people say. We must not want what people say. We must do what Allah Ta'ala says it to. That's the right thing to do. Once one person, and when you make khidmat of someone, please think before you make khidmat. Because you are happy, but is he happy too? One day you know one person. I think the time is Khadim or not there or something. So, you know, there in India, the water, hot water. You know water, when it's water or toilet. So one person put water for Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi. Now that they were old, Hazrat Ji too, they used warm water to go to toilet, warm water. Now the water was ready there. Now the Thani Rahmatullahi went to toilet. Now when he goes to the water, what was boiling? Allah Akbar. What was boiling? Inna lillahi. It was boiling. How much taklim was have got? He just came out and said, who is that person who put the water today? So see, he is happy he did that thing. He was very happy. You understand? But look at his happiness, they're not important. Look at the harm he caused him. So this is very important. It is when you do something, think before you can, are you fit to do it or not? If you're not fit to do it, why will you do it? So So we don't understand what to do, when to do, and how to do things, to go to sin. Also, you know, we find that, you know, when it comes to things like this, that, you know, you want to make sifarish, what's the English word for sifarish? Recommendation. Yeah?
Intercede.
Yeah, intercede for someone. You know, intercede for someone, one person will come to you, they can, please, man, write a letter for me for this certain person. So you don't know him at all. You don't know him from a bar of soap. But he came there, your friend came to say, listen, give him a letter of intercede for him. Write a nice recommendation of the intercede, what he did, give it. Because he looked at a friend's face and he wrote a nice recommendation letter for that person. He said, write this. And that person turned out to be a crook. He turned out to be a crook. What happened? You have committed a guna. You committed a sin. You wrote a letter of recommendation of a person who don't have no knowledge of at all. That nowadays, you know, medical doctors go to doctors, you know, and good doctors, they're not sick at all. They will see letter, they'll sick leave. It's not correct, because the doctor knows you're not supposed to do that. If you're not sick and you're not going to work, then what's the meaning of that? You're not fit for that, your money is not fit, you're not giant for you. You can go and tell that worker, that boss, I did not come because I must cut my wages. That's the correct thing to do. That you did not work these few days, I was not sick. But you go to the doctor, hey, give him some money, you bribe him, and everything. Is that proper, permissible? Cannot be permissible. You rather go and be straight. And if you're straight with the boss, sometimes you now mind, you overlook it because you're straight. When you're honest and Allah Ta'ala soften the person's heart too, these things will not take any importance at all. No. These things are, read namaz properly, read the Quran properly, read that, no problem, that's very important. But that does not make you a perfect Muslim. We have to become a perfect Muslim. That in any time, we must not cause any kind of discomfort to anyone. You cannot cause discomfort non-Muslim too. You cannot cause discomfort an animal too. Islam teaches us that. So this is what it is, that we do not have this knowledge of us that brings about this condition. Now when a person comes here to try to make salam to you, when you saw when a person coming up toilet making salam, that time not the time to make salam at all. A person making wudu, how can you make salam at that time? The time of azan taking not to make salam at all. A person eating, you don't make salam at all. So salam is everything, the time for everything. Everything got its time. You must know where to do it, what to do it. The recommendation also, you know, once one buzruk, one person came and told Hazrat, then write a recommendation for me. He said, but that man won't like me. He don't like me. I can write the letter for you, but he don't like me. He's my enemy. How can I write the letter and document? That person, what, you know what he'll do? So he did not listen. He said, no, that please do it. So no, he said, I cannot do it. Because that person is my enemy. Not enemy, means he does not like me. He forced him to write a letter and recommendation. This Hazrat is telling us this. I'm telling what Hazrat is telling Hazrat Mullah Masood Akhar Mahmud is telling us. Because the letter he went to him. When he gave the letter to the person, when he saw that Buzuk name, you know what he said? You know, he said, but I have to say it to you because what he said. He said, this letter is supposed to put in my backside. I feel hurt when say person tell like that. It's fit to put my backside. This stupid fellow, he came back and told the person the same thing. Told him the same thing. Look what the buzuk said. This is what you call Islam. Everything Hazrat you celebrate Islam. You know you make it Islam. Deal with Islam. He told the buzuk Hazrat, this is what he said. This letter must put in the backside. The Buzu said, if your work can be done, I'll put that out. If your work can be done, if that will cause your work to be done, I'll take it and put it in my backside. You understood? Remember what I'm saying. The lesson behind this thing is very important. Did you get affected? You got angry. Did the Buzu get angry? No. Did you get hurt? No. He defected him? No. He defected him? No. Why we get infected so quickly? If someone will tell you, no, they do something like this to you. In other words, what lesson we have learned from this thing? He did not get infected at all. He did not scold that person, I told you, Lord, what's wrong with you? Why did you do that? You do all that. And we get infected very quickly if someone tells a small thing. And we lose ourselves. We talk all nonsense. So where's your Islam then? Islam. Where's your Islam? Our Islam is on everything that happens that it must not cause any kind of... We mustn't get hurt of anyone sending a thing. Anyone can tell the worst thing to you, mustn't get hurt. That is what God is talking. If the wife had to tell the worst thing, a lot of people come and tell me, wife told me like this. I said, so what about it? You're still the husband. You still become the husband. You're still the husband. She can tell you, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to tell Aisha, I know exactly when you are angry. I know exactly when you are angry. The time when you're angry, you don't take my name, you take nobody's. So, this is what is so important to say. The lesson Hazrat told us, the story about, is not a story, it's a thing to bring about in condition when that person said, what a bad thing he said. What a bad thing he said, yet what he said? If that work can be done for you, I will put it in my backside also. But never took him to task. I told you about it, and he didn't listen to me, and told him this. He did not affect him at all. That's called nafs. To keep away from your nafs. Everything that's happening today is because of our nafs. Your nafs take something, follow it. Your nafs don't say nothing, nothing. So going back to the most important, the majlis is important to show you that how to comfort others, not inter- don't discomfort people. Today everything is their comfort. It's not what you want to do. It's not what you want, it's what the right thing to do. That's very important. So I'm talking about the home dishes. You know the home dishes also? Ladies take the dishes. They must listen to me. Clearly, I hope they're listening. When the dishes come, please send it back. Don't accumulate the dishes. The time in the changing the house, that they say, oh, the dishes coming out from. Where the dishes, who it belongs to? You do not know, it's a sin. It's a sin. Then you don't know who the owners are to. You don't know who the owners are to. Now you get dishes are being Quran, everything doing, but this thing there, they feel not important at all. These are more important than anything else. I always tell a woman, she's telling me, don't worry, the lady tells me, I'm working whole day in the house. I say, Alhamdulillah, there's nothing better than that. No, nothing better than that ibadah. You know, come or family, Quran, hand or this, and they don't worry. Inshallah, ta'ala, blessed to serve your husband and looking at the house, Allah ta'ala will give Jannah also. So this is very important. So there are a few words I'm going to tell you. Allah ta'ala himself is a American prophet, as he said, Allah ta'ala. اللهم إنا نعتقدك وشكرك وحسن عبادك اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وعجلنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار وصلى الله تعالى على آخر سيدنا برحمتك يا رب قرآن شريف تلاوة the best thing. A few days left now, the best thing is قرآن شريف تلاوة much as possible read قرآن as much talk to Allah تعالى. The time is barakat in this time. Ramadan is barakat. What you do in Ramadan, you cannot do in any other time. Every moment try to do. Person in Quran says is protected, his tongue is protected, his eyes are protected, his ears are protected, his heart is protected. Everything. Free time with Quran Shah just possible. Jazakallah.